Good morning. God bless you each one. Say happy Mother's Day to all the moms this morning. And so I got called upon to do the Sunday school lesson this morning. So before we start, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for all your blessings on us. And we just pray this morning, Lord Jesus, that we look unto you for all things this morning. We just pray that you bless the Sunday school lesson. Lord, bless the ones, Sunday school lessons downstairs. Bless Brother Bob as he brings the word this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just pray that we commit ourselves to you. Lord, draw closer to you. Lord, we just want to be what you'd have us be. Lord, we thank you for all things. We commit all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So this morning, the blessings of a mother and Proverbs 1. We got two scripture readings here. Proverbs 1, 7 through 9 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head, and chains about thy neck." And Proverbs 6, 20 says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life." I've been doing a little studying on this, and so looking at some different things. And there was a teacher. She had a group of second graders, and she was teaching on magnets and what they're used for. And sometime after that, the class had a test, and she included a question on the test. And it said, "My full name has six letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I?" They said when the children turned in the tests and she checked, almost half of them had answered mother. And so I thought that was really good that, you know, because moms do so much for us. And, you know, they help us out so much. And I was wanting to, you know, I was looking in the scripture. I was trying to find something that, you know, from the scripture. And I've been reading different ones. And I've been, just in my personal reading, I've been reading in the book of Proverbs quite a bit. And I had come across these. And, you know, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And, you know, God told us to honor our fathers and our mothers. And, you know, he said, "Hear the instructions and forsake not the law of thy mother." And it says, "And it shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head and chains about thy neck." And in Proverbs, it tells us, it said, "Tie those about thy neck." And I was looking at that. And, you know, it talks about the ornament of grace upon your head. And see, those are things that not just as in Proverbs where it talks about bind them continually upon your heart, not just on the inward, but when it talks about it being an ornament of grace upon your head or chains about thy neck or bind them about your neck. I was doing a little reading, and, you know, it's those things are not just things that we take inwardly, but it's things that are expressed outwardly. And those things, so it's not just things that we hold in our heart, but it's things that we've learned and things that we've been instructed in that we ought to express, and we should show those things. And, you know, I always tell everybody that, you know, I look so much like my dad, and so many things I can see my dad, but then, you know, people will tell me how much I'm like my mom. I guess I have a sense of humor and different things and certain expressions and things that come from my mom. And somebody said that I have the ability or the I do it very often. I always make lists out for everything. You know, I like to write everything down. And my mom's got lists for lists because, you know, of things that she writes down because she keeps up with everything. But, you know, it's one of the things, like, you can't argue with her about points because, you know, she's got a list of everything that's been wrote down. So she's got evidence because she's got it in black and white. So, but, you know, that's the way sometimes it's a way of keeping up with things, of knowing what needs to be done and what you know, keeping up with dates and different things like that, because people think, well, I'll just remember that. Well, you won't. And sometimes you don't remember those things. And I think it was Einstein that said pale ink was better than good memory. And so, you know, those things we get from our parents. But, you know, that's one thing I always remember about Mom. She always had a list for everything. And so those things that you've been taught, you know, write those things down. But it's like here where he was talking about forsake not the law of thy mother, the things that you've learned from your parents. And, you know, the one thing that I think about my mom, I never, you know, people always talk about ministers being Papa called and Mama sent. Well, you know, I can say I wasn't like that. And so many times in my life when I wanted to do something, I always told everybody that my mom should have been a lawyer. Because, I mean, she always come up with all kinds of arguments for or against something. And it was always, you know, well, why or why not? Well, my mom, she could build a case on why it should be or whatever. Because whatever she believed in, and she could build a case for. And, you know, and so there's a, you know, instead of having somebody just try to push you into something, I appreciate that she stood there and she was like, you got to make this decision for yourself. Are you sure? Are you sure? And sometimes I think that's really helped me be the person that I am today, because I don't mind standing on my own two feet. Because it's not just having somebody hand you everything. Right. Because, you know, you start out with a mom, and, you know, they feed you and they clothe you. But, you know, there's milestones in your life. There's certain levels that you've got to reach in life. And, you know, one of the first things they try to do is teach you how to walk. Well, you know, you can't carry a child forever. You've got to get to the point where they've got to put their feet on the ground. And, you know, you've got to let them. And it's like all you can do is protect them and watch over them. But, you know, the rest of the time, they got to do it on their own. Right. They got to learn how to pull up on their own. Right. You can't do that for them. They've got to learn how to balance on their own. Now, you can hold their hand, but they got to put their feet on the floor, and they got to be able to walk on their own. And, you know, there's a time when you go through that, you know, you got to turn them loose, because they got to learn how to walk on their own. And, you know, you just stand there and you're close by and you're just watching them, just trying to, but they've got to turn loose and go on their own. And all through life, it's the same thing. We got to come to a place as they grow up, they've got to experience things on their own. I mean, and it's the same thing. It's a turning loose, and you just got to set up parameters for them to be in, but they've got to be able to walk and all the other things. You know, you try to teach them right from wrong, and even just common courtesy and manners, everything that's taught, you know, you have to reinforce those things and just show them. And I was when the boys were little, you know, you go back to things that happen in your life, experiences that you've had. And, you know, it's just like you get to a certain age, and Adam, he's always had real bad allergies. And, you know, it was all the time blowing his nose and everything like that. And it's like, well, listen, you know, you get to a point where somebody don't have to tell you, go blow your nose. You know, because, you know, it's like, well, Mama blows your nose all the time because, you know, you're running around and she's trying to catch you. Come here. So I can blow your nose. But then there's a time, you know, it's like, somebody shouldn't have to tell you to do that. You should be able to do that on your own. Hey, listen, you know. And then, some children, Levi, they you don't realize it, but they think they wear their Kleenex. And it's like, no, listen, we have handkerchiefs, we have tissues, we have things that you don't have to do that, you know. But, I mean, it goes, there's a whole process of things that you have to learn. But, you know, mom pushes you in that way. And, you know, and so, you know, you think about all the things that you go through in life. And you know, it's not just, I know this morning we talk about just our moms as the ones that birthed us and raised us. But, you know, there's a lot of women that, you know, I sometimes I don't think they get the recognition they ought to.
Right.
Just because you don't birth the child, that doesn't mean that this day's not yours.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things is when you look at not just a, because in just even in the definition of the word, it doesn't just necessarily mean women that birth children, but it's a female parent. Somebody that fits into that category. There's a lot of grandmothers that fit in that category. There's a lot of aunts that fit in that category.
Right.
Because, you know, that's the one female lady. There's a woman in your life that really had an impact on you growing up. And, you know, some people, you know, they lose their biological mothers at an early age, but there's somebody that's always been there to help raise you, to help support you. And, you know, even as the Apostle Paul tells us in the scripture, you know, we should honor the older women as mothers and the younger women as sisters. And, you know, I always say this a lot. When I always talk about our church, I tell them I've got a lot of moms here.
Right.
I feel like I've got a lot of moms here. And, you know, because over the 20-something years I've been here, I feel like I've had a lot of moms that have really tried to be very supportive of me and maybe give instruction too. But, you know, it's a blessing that you know, so not only it just a female parent or somebody in that parenting role, but somebody that was older, or someone that was in authority. School teachers, Sunday school teachers. There's different ones that fit in that category that have that same motherly role. And so this morning, I want to thank all the sisters. And don't discount what you've done, what God's called you to do. Because, you know, there's no big I's or little U's. And I want to get to a few things this morning if time holds, but time's moving on. But, you know, I think about the elderly sisters or somebody that even the word mother talks about, even the origin or the source of something, somebody that's come and really helped you start out in a certain way or do different things. And it's not just, but any kind of lady that's really helped you in your life, your Sunday school teachers. I know people that have talked about even people that are piano teachers and different things like that have really had an impact in their life that you sow seeds into that person's life. And many years later, they still remember what that person's done for you. And not so I think about all of those things and the affection and things that have been from different sisters, different women in your life that have really been a blessing to you. And, you know, I think today is a day not just thank our biological moms, but for all of those ladies, those sisters that have labored in whatever kind of way to be a blessing to you. I think we honor them today also. And I was doing a little research and on this topic and just want to share a few things with you that I thought was really interesting. of all, if you take all languages in all the world, if you take every language, and the first 23 words that are written in any language of any, so as far back as scientists and archaeologists or whoever, linguists have studied all throughout the world, one of the first 23 words that are written anywhere that we know of any known language, one of those words is mother. And I thought that was pretty amazing. And even when you go back and you start looking at the etymology of words and you start tracing back how all these words fit together in the beginning and the root words, and you know, even you go back and start looking at, you go back to the Greek and the Hebrew and Latin and all these different ones, and even, you know, just like Spanish, you know, it being madre, being mother, and mother, and you know, a lot of different languages, mom is pretty close to being together, because if you look at how it goes back. But I was reading, and this man was talking about the etymology of words, when you start tracing it back to seeing how all this ties together. And he said, when you go and you start looking at the structure of words, and he talks about mothers and the impact that they have in our lives and build. And he's like, if you follow this back far enough, you'll find that we have two words that I thought was really interesting. The first one is the word matter. When you go back to, because in science, you know, matter is what everything consists of. So when you go back and look at atoms and all this, it's matter. And so the root, when you trace it back, the root for the word matter goes back, is tied to the same root that mother comes from. Because it all ties together, because everything that we have comes from our mom. She brings us, she's our origin. She's what brings us in, and it all ties back together. So the word matter, as far as science, the building blocks of all things are tied back to that same word, but also the word material. The material also goes back to that same root. And I thought that was really interesting how all of that ties together, because you know what? What matters is what our moms teach us. But and the material, so everything that we have are the building blocks of our lives come from our mom. And it also, when you look at the root word of that, it all comes from the same word. And even when you go back even further into some of the other ones, even the root word from the word from the Sanskrit language, which is mata, it means to make. And I thought that was really interesting, because you know what? That's where our moms are the ones that bring us into this, and they're the ones that bring us life, and they're the ones that show us what matters. And they're the ones that give us the building block. They give us the things that we need to be successful in life. What matters is our moms. And what matters in our lives are the things that our moms teach us. And I thank God for mine that, you know, all of those things, as Brother Brother Ryan, my mind went blank. But I was thinking about Brother Brian talking about the fifth gospel. You know, we have the Bible, but the first preacher that you have, the first one that's going to teach you about God is your mother. And here she is to teach you these things, to bring you up in the admonition of God, and to bring you to the place that you ought to come to, not just in the natural and showing you the things that you need naturally, but the things that you need spiritually, to bring you to the place that you need to be equipped. Because, you know, as someone says, if you get your child into Harvard, but they don't make it to heaven, you failed. Because, you know, if we just equip them just for the natural world, just to be successful here, but if they're not successful, if they don't get to the place spiritually that they need to be, then you know what? We've failed. Because I would much rather my children know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection than to have all the money in the world. Because, you know, what profit is a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And so it's really important see those things, what we need in this world. And we see here in Proverbs 31, you know, it talks about the virtuous woman and her price. It says her price is far above rubies, and I'm not going to get into that this morning. But you know, you think about all the things that she done, all the work that she put in, and in the scripture it says that her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. All the things that she, all the labor that she puts in, and all the things that she done, and the example, and all of the service, all the things that it talks about there in Proverbs that a woman does, that a mom puts in, all the work that she puts in, and God calls her blessed. And you know, I can say that I am blessed this morning. I've been really blessed. And before I finish this morning, you know, you look, and Brother Branham says here in the message, letting off the pressure. He said, we serve God in the category that we're put in, and it comes back just the same. And, you know, God, Brother Branham's here, and he's speaking of, there's a couple of people I want to look at. But this morning, you know, when I was reading and thinking about, you know, I always think about Sister Ford. I don't know if y'all remember. Lloyd Ford was a friend of Brother Branham's, and his mom was Sister Ford, and he called her Mother Ford. And you know, he says, you know, here he said, when she passed away, you know, Lloyd came to Brother Branham and wanted him to do her funeral. And he says, you know, here is little Mother Ford as we know her. And he said, she washed my little dirty face when I was a little kid many times. Said they was as poor could be. And he was talking about, she was born a female, a lovely girl. But, you know, and all the things, you know, said, talking about helping the neighbors and all kind of stuff, the testimony that she had. But he said, above all that, he said, I had the privilege one time of seeing that seed germatized by the Holy Spirit. She was born again of the Spirit of God. He said, now we're going to plant her in a little bit in the ground. And he was talking about, he said, how can we intelligently say that she will not rise again? And I always think about every time I hear that, you know, of the testimony, what kind of testimony we could live. And I always think about her and her testimony, you know, just a poor lady there in the church and everything. But, you know, she had a real impact on Brother Branham. And the other lady I always think of when I think about Mother's Day, and there's a lot of moms, but, you know, the one person that always stands out to me is Abraham Lincoln's stepmom. Her name was Sarah Bush Lincoln. And we'll have the musicians come. Y'all can come on. But I always think about her. You know, he lost his birth mom when he was 9 years old. And his stepmom, she came into his life when he was 10 years old. But she was a very spiritual lady. And she's the one that really saw that God had his hand upon Abraham Lincoln. God had a calling in his life to do something great. And, you know, she would really encourage him to study, even though his dad just wanted him to be a worker. Like, you know, he worked on the farm and he worked on other farms because he made money. But there was a thing that she really instilled in him was the Bible and Pilgrim's Progress. You know, she really encouraged him to study and seek God because God had a calling in his life. And, you know, I always think about her because sometimes we think, you know, we don't realize what the power impact that we have in people's lives. And just because you're a stepmom or whatever doesn't mean that you are not meaningful. You won't have an impact on people. Brother Bram says, he said, your mother, he said, if you want to do anything for her, he said, do it 365 days a year. He said, go to her house and offer prayer and live for God. That's the thing to do. And bring up your children. And when your children come up, they'll call you blessed. After you've passed on beyond the veil, that's the real spirit of motherhood and the real spirit of Mother's Day. Mother's Day is 365 days a year.
Right.
And so I thank the Lord for all the blessings that I've received, and not just from my mom, but all the other sisters that have been a blessing to me. And that's what I want to be. I want to be an example that their labor, their hard work, everything, then we can show them the example that they've taught us. And so I want to thank each one of you this morning, all the sisters. It's been a wonderful thing, and we may not say it all the time, but y'all certainly mean a lot to us.
Amen.
And we couldn't do it without you, but I appreciate each one of you. God bless you.